He is the Buffalo Bills running back, Fred Jackson, who is live on the line with us right now. Fred, good evening. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. You celebrated your 33rd birthday a couple of weeks ago. Happy birthday.
I did. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun just out hanging out with the family and just celebrating seeing another year.
Yeah, you've beaten the odds, Fred, when it comes to, just about everything. You know, when you look at the longevity of your career, and I remember having a conversation with you actually 3 years ago about running backs over the age of 30. You have defied what normally happens to running backs over the age of 30. You must feel pretty good about that.
I do. You know, it was one of the goals that I had, you know, being able to play, you know, past 30 would show that, you know, we still have some ability left in us once we hit 30. And I'm trying to do that, you know, trying to show that, you know, a guy can determine how long he feels like he can play if he just puts, you know, enough work into it. He can continue to hang out there with the young bucks.
Yeah. I'm wondering, does that work go on in the off season? And in other words, do you credit your longevity to maybe the work that goes on this time of year?
It definitely has a lot to do with it. You know, you see guys like Mario walking around with, you know, T-shirts that say "What off season?" Because, you know, we have to continue to mold our bodies into the machines that we need them to be, you know, during the season. So that doesn't stop. Once you stop playing during the season, you have to continue to, you know, work on that and make sure you're staying in shape and, you know, maintaining the same eating habits and the same work that you put in the season. You have to continue doing that if you want to be able to have a long, lustrous career.
So, Fred, for you, and there's a lot of other things to talk to you about, but one more question on this. What's a typical off-season workout day or week for you? Like, what kind of work do you do and where do you do it?
You know, it's a combination of a lot of different things. You know, some guys, you know, you got to know what, you know, works for your body. You know, I try not to do too much this time of year just because we will be going, you know, in the next couple of months, start hitting the ground running and doing some things with, you know, as a team. But you want to get in 3 or 4 times a week, you know, doing some weightlifting, and you want to do some cardio at least 3 times a week this time of year. Just to keep your body ready for that so you're not coming in flat when you do come in and do some things with the team. If you do that, if you sit around on the couch and don't do much at all, that's a great way to get injured, and that's one of the things you want to try and prevent when you get back, you know, getting in the full things.
I just have one more question on this particular topic. Last offseason, it was pretty evident that you made a concerted effort to bulk up, to be bigger, especially upper body. You don't probably have that sort of offseason agenda when it comes to your workout regimen this year, do you?
Not this year. You know, I think I was fine with the weight that I played at last year. I was able to get through the season healthy, you know, banged up a little bit, but that goes with it. But it's one of those things I felt like I had to do last year, and I don't really feel like I need to do that this year. More is just kind of maintaining and keeping that weight on.
Fred Jackson, our guest, Bills running back. If you have a comment or a question, the phone lines are open, 803-0550 or toll-free, 1-888-550-2550. Well, Fred, it was a kind of a newsy day out here today. I'm sure you heard about it, including the contract extension for safety Aaron Williams. And we had a conversation with him, and your name came up quite often talking to Aaron Williams, and it surprised me a little bit. You play on opposite sides of the ball. He's 10 years younger than you, essentially, and yet it's pretty clear that Aaron Williams looks to you for leadership and almost inspiration, it seems, sometimes.
Yeah, and he's just the type of guy that, you know, he came in and being from, you know, both from Texas, and I got a chance to meet his parents. He's met my parents. It was just something we kind of clicked right away. You know, B. Scott, you know, Brian Scott's the reason that, you know, I've gotten to know Aaron as well as I have. You know, they were in the same room for a while. And, he brought Aaron over, and, you know, we kind of clicked when he came over, and he was a guy that I wanted to look out for, you know, kind of show the rope, so to speak. And, you know, he's here all the time. You know, you see stuff on Instagram and Twitter about, you know, him hanging out with my family. And anytime you meet a guy like that, you know, you want to do whatever you can as a leader on a team to make sure that they achieve their full potential, you know, on and off the field. So he's one of the guys that, you know, I've really taken a liking to and want to, you know, kind of show him the ropes and how I've become, you know, known in the community. He's one of those guys I think could definitely fit that mold.
You know, he mentioned today how when he left, you know, like the exit interview when the season ended, how the coaching staff and, you know, the football department told him they want him to assume a leadership role, which is pretty amazing for a guy who's just 23 years old. But he probably has the right stuff for that, I would think, huh?
He does, you know, and they see the same things I do, the same qualities that I see in him. There's a guy that can, you know, assume that leadership role on that defense, you know, a guy that can be vocal. He's going to have a lot to say in things that go on that offense, in the communication parts of it. So you want a guy out there that is vocal and that, you know, knows what he's doing, and he's one of those guys that can pick up a defense well, you know, relay messages through everybody, especially at safety. He's seeing the whole field. So, you know, he's one of the best people that they can have do that, and we like the things he brings to the table. So as long as, you know, he's willing to step in and take that role, which he is, you know, it's just going to be the sky's just going to be the limit for him.
Running back Fred Jackson on the line with us live. If you have comments or questions, the lines are open at 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. I have a call here from Alfredo in Burbank, California. Hello, Alfredo. You're on the air with Fred Jackson.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think, Fred, it's good to talk to you, too. I think it's a great day for the Buffalo Bills today as an organization. You know, to hear that extra game is being added on, you know, at the Ralph this year. You know, just, you know, from watching the games on TV, you know, from the Toronto series, it just didn't seem right. You know what I mean? The atmosphere of the game, just the whole scenario of it just didn't feel right. And I do understand the whole business, you know, portion of it, you know, you know, Buffalo trying to seek out more of the Canadian fan base and whatnot, and I totally get that, and it totally makes sense. But it's a great day for the organization that, you know, they're postponing it, and they're going to reevaluate that whole process. And I'm just ecstatic, again, to hear about the extension on Aaron Williams. It definitely solidifies, you know, the defensive backfield. And I just want to hear what your take is. And, Fred, you're the best running back in the league, baby.
Thanks for calling, Alfredo. Fred, what do you think about the Toronto news today?
You know, well, first, thanks. I appreciate that, Alfredo. You know, I try to be one of the best backs in the league. But, you know, it's like everybody else. You know, we love trying to expand this team, you know, going to Toronto, trying to expand the fan base and doing whatever we can for this organization. But at the same time, we love playing at the Ralph, you know, and to be able to say that, you know, we got a home game back at the Ralph next year, you know, it's something that we're all ecstatic about. You know, there's nothing like being able to put on that uniform and come out the tunnel and play at home. And to be able to get that game back at the Ralph for us is something that we're definitely excited about.
Fred, it's, you know, a one-year suspension anyway, and who knows what the future holds. But if you were to, you know, let's assume you're sticking around and playing for a little while longer, and if you had to play in Toronto in that Rogers Centre, what would make it a better atmosphere? I mean, we've heard people talk about there should be a grass field. I wonder if maybe opening the dome might make it a better atmosphere in there. What do you think could be done to make that a better atmosphere for Buffalo Bills football?
You know, I think you kind of hit on two things that would be well. That field, you know, isn't the greatest field. You know, it's not built for a football game. And they've gotten better over the years. You know, they've done a tremendous job trying to, you know, accommodate us and make it as close to, you know, a football field atmosphere as they can. And opening a dome would definitely be something that we can do, you know, and change the atmosphere. But, I mean, there's only one thing that you can do to make that, you know, a home game for us, and that's to relocate, you know, 70,000 Buffalonians up to Toronto and, you know, have them screaming and cheering us on. That's the closest thing that is going to come down to being a home game for us.
You've played well there, Fred. You had two touchdowns against the Falcons last year, and I looked it up. I think you have three touchdowns in three of the six games played up in Toronto. So, obviously, you've managed to get through it and play pretty well in the games you've had up there.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. We don't have a tremendous, a large fan base up there, but, you know, you do try and feed off the fans that are there and that are supporting us. And, you know, it is more of a neutral game, you know, especially last year. But, you know, still, when you get fans cheering for you, you want to go out there and make them proud and do the things that you can to get them into the game, so to speak.
On the line with Fred Jackson, just a minute or two left. If you have a comment or a question, line's open at 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Earlier in the week, Fred, the news that the Bills would not apply the franchise tag on veteran safety Jarris Byrd. How do you and guys in the locker room, what do you think of that? How do you deal with that when you hear that news? And, of course, Jarris isn't gone yet. He may, yet, you know, he's probably going to have an opportunity later this week, early next week to take a look around the league. But what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, number one thing, you know, we have to realize is, you know, we all say it and it's all cliche, you know, it's a business, you know, and we know he has to do what's best for him. And, you know, at the same time, the team is going to do what's best for them, you know, so you kind of have to look out for yourself, so to speak, in that sense. And we respect everything that Jarius is doing right now. There's nobody in that locker room that has any grudge or think any less of Bird for, you know, trying to seek out the best deal for him, you know. And, you know, I've been in contact with Bird. You know, he's still hopeful that he can come back here. I can say that, you know, everybody in that locker room would like to have him back. You know, he's a tremendous playmaker for us, you know, 3-time Pro Bowler. Anytime you get a guy like that, you want him to play on your team. You know, and we'll just, you know, let the process play itself out, you know, and hopefully if things work out and we can get him back in Buffalo, we will be happy for that. You know, we would love that, you know, and if not, we'll wish him well. And, you know, when we see where he ends up and if we play against him, we'll do everything we can to beat him up when we see him.
Fred, I'm old enough to, I remember, you know, 20, 22 years ago when the, you know, the right for free agency was collectively bargained for by NFL players. And even though you've played your entire career here, it is important for players to know that if they go through the process and if they, you know, if they're successful enough to get 4 or 5 years in the league, that they have the right to look around, right? I mean, you guys have fought for that. Guys have struck for that over the years in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a long lifespan for us in this league, so you know, to be able to try and take advantage of something like that is something that every player in this league will respect. You know, it's something that, you know, not a lot of people get the experience of doing, you know, and if you get that experience, it's something that, you know, guys relish and want to take advantage of. And that's why, you know, every person in this locker room and in every other locker room in the league, you know, respects what's going on. And, you know, it's a process, and, you know, we just got to let it play out and see if you know, something can happen where it shakes out that, you know, he's back with us. And if not, you know, we wish him well.
Fred, there's a perception among some fans, and we hear it sometimes on this show, that the Buffalo Bills don't take care of their own players. They don't keep their good players. But you, today, Aaron Williams, Kyle Williams, Eric Wood, Stevie Johnson, well, you guys are examples of guys who've been taken care of and given extension so that you stay here. That means something too, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and, you know, everybody's not going to see things the same way, and people are going to disagree with, you know, the process. You know, you see kind of, you know, mean things said about both the organization and Bird for what's going on. But, you know, if you're not in the situation, it's kind of hard to speak on it. So you just got to let it be and, you know, let the process work itself out. And, you know, both sides are going to do whatever they can to keep both, you know, both parties happy. And that doesn't always work out. You know, and you see guys that mean a lot to a team go other places.
Last thing, Fred, I know, you know, we talked about it. You're 33 years old. You enjoy the off season, a chance to recover, a chance to stay in shape. But in your experience, does there come a time during the off season when you start to think, I really want to get back to work? I want to be around the guys. I want to do a little football work. Or do you just kind of wait until it comes in April that you'll be knowing that you'll be in OTAs?
Oh, man, you get the itch early. You know, you love it. I was just actually on a message thread with, you know, my running backs, you know, my running mates and, you know, Coach Wheatley. We were just talking about how we miss being in the classroom, you know, telling jokes and studying and, being on the field working with each other. And we're looking forward to getting back out there. So, you know, you definitely start to miss it. You know, it's our livelihood. It's something that, you know, we love being a part of. And, if you don't get to do it every day, you know, you start to miss it just like anything else. And, you know, it's why we've had so many guys come back in when stuff wasn't mandatory. It's just because you miss being around each other and the camaraderie of, you know, going to work together.
Well, Fred, we look forward to having you back here. Thank you very much for carving out a little time to be with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. I appreciate you having me on.
Fred Jackson, Bills running back, another outstanding year for him. 1,277 yards for scrimmage last year, 890 on the ground, 9 rushing touchdowns, 3rd in the AFC. Just incredible production for Fred Jackson again last year. I think he's a marvel. I really do think he is a marvel, and he and CJ make a great 1-2 punch. Fred Jackson now 5th all-time in most scrimmage yards in Buffalo Bills history. He's got 1,500-yard rushing games in his career, 3rd on the Bills all-time list, 3rd in rushing yards behind Thurman Thomas and O.J. Simpson. One of the all-timers, folks, Fred Jackson. We appreciate him coming on with us tonight to talk about Aaron Williams, to talk about Jarius Byrd, to talk about the Toronto series.